You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and me, Dr. Helen. And this week we've been hearing about the incredible properties we can give to materials by very clever engineering. But that sort of painstakingly slow process doesn't really suit our Ben and Dave, though, who just like to find an excuse to make a sticky mess.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science, where we're playing with the properties of PVA glue. Now, Dave, earlier on, what we did was water down some PVA glue into a nice runny solution, and we diluted some borax, that's just domestic borax, in with some hot water. Now, you said the plan is to mix these two together and see what happens. So I guess it's time to start mixing.
Sounds about right. I've got 4 cups here, so we can fill those with glue.
Now, we've got disposable plastic cups here, but I'm sure that you can do this with a normal teacup or something, as long as you make sure you give them a thorough clean afterwards. So, Dave, how much glue are you putting in each one?
About a quarter of what we started with, really. So maybe 40 or 50 millilitres.
So now we need to add some borax.
Yeah, that's right. A different amount in each one, and give it a good stir when you've done it.
So we're going to put just under a teaspoon of our borax solution in. Well, it hasn't fizzed, it hasn't exploded, and so far it doesn't really seem to have done very much at all, Dave. Oh, hello. The glue's gone very stringy. Almost looks like you're pulling jellyfish out of the glue now.
The borax obviously hasn't reacted with all of the glue. You'll probably find that a bit more of it will set if you carry on stirring for a while, but let's go for a good 2 teaspoons.
2 whole teaspoons of our borax solution. And almost immediately, almost the whole thing goes... A bit like a fried egg in a way, isn't it? It's got that sort of wobbly whiteness to it.
It is very, very like a fried egg, in fact. In fact, the science behind it is very like the reason why an egg fries as well.
So if Dave can ever get the spoon free of the current cup of gluey, gooey, nastiness solution, then we'll try it in our last cup. We'll put a lot of borax solution in and hopefully we'll see something really dramatic from this one. So we've put 4 whole teaspoons... of borax solution into this cup, and immediately it's gone that sort of poached egg, rubbery type consistency. Okay, well, Dave has now pulled out this lump of gooey, gluey, rubbery stuff. His hands are soaked in glue, but he's almost kneading it like it's bread. It's obviously very squishy, a bit like silly putty.
It's a bit like silly putty. I don't think it would bounce in quite the way that silly putty does.
What about the science behind this? What's actually going on?
PVA from the PVA glue stands for polyvinyl alcohol. This is a kind of polymer. Polymer means a single subunit repeating again and again and again in a long string. So the molecules of PVA are very long and stringy. Now, the polymers in the glue normally are quite long, but not long enough to actually tangle up completely. So they'll tangle a bit and make it quite gloopy, but not so much that it's solid.
So that's why PVA glue is actually runny and it doesn't just set straight away.
Yeah, that's right. And when it dries out, normally you have more glue in the same amount of space, so they'll start to get more and more tangly, so eventually it will set.
Fantastic. So that's how PVA glue works normally when we're using it for sensible things, like gluing things together. But what about when we're mixing it with household cleaning chemicals and making a weird putty stuff?
Well, the borate in the borax will tend to stick bits of the PVA together. It can stick to more than one bit of PVA, so it can act to link them together. This means that the chains effectively get longer and more easily tangled up with one another, so it gets thicker and thicker until eventually you've got enough to make it so thick that it's solid.
So you're almost forcing the glue to set by causing all of these polymer chains to tangle together and really lock into one another. And that's why you get quite a solid lump out of this instead of the gooey stuff that we started with. But you said that this is a bit like frying or poaching an egg. I'm sure that's not what happens in eggs.
Again, it's all to do with polymers. Inside the white of an egg, you've got some very long proteins, which are again polymers. And normally they're kind of tied up and they don't interact with one another. But if you cook them, they denature, they change the way they behave and they start tangling up. So they all tangle up and form a big network and form a flubbery lump.
A flubbery lump, but certainly a more tasty flubbery lump than we have here, I would assume. So obviously we use this process whenever we fry an egg or poach an egg, as poached eggs are my favourite. But do we use this anywhere else, or is this, other than eggs, really just a party trick?
It's used all over the place. One of the major ones is making car tyres. Now, natural rubber is another polymer. It's very long, thin molecules, and they will tangle up with each other, and they'll go fairly solid, but not that strong. However, if you take natural rubber and add some sulfur and cook the two up together, the sulfur acts just like the borate in the experiment we've just done, ties the polymers together so they stay stuck and makes a much stronger rubber.
And that's how you get this black, tough, reliable stuff that we put on car tyres.
Yeah, that's right. It's called vulcanisation because you often get sulphur from volcanoes. Vulcan is volcano in Latin.
Well, that's all we have for this week's Kitchen Science, but there are plenty more experiments on our website, including another way to make a different type of slime, this one that actually responds to electricity. You can find out the electric slime at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. But that's all for this week. We'll be back with more very soon.
Thanks, guys. That was a brilliant Kitchen Science. And there's a full explanation of it and lots of other experiments on the website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. And there's almost certainly something that you can try with things that are sitting around your house. So have a look around.
Just in reaction to that, Nat Spirit says Christmas lights repeat and tangle up. So are they therefore a polymer? Quite funny. And Zendo said earlier on in the programme, this type of glass you're talking about, self-cleaning, could it be used on touchscreen displays? Don't see why not. Absolutely no reason. Now, I've got a present for both of you. The guys gave me a pot of the stuff they made. This is an ice cream tub. Have a go at that. See what you
Let's
think
have
of
a
that.
Look.
Here's some for you, Phil.
It looks, at the moment, it just looks like glue, but oh my gosh.
It's quite brilliant. I mean, it's...
I've given them literally they've got a handful each of
this
stuff.
I think Frank Jones should
it
be extremely
really
interested in this.
It will bounce.
Stuff.
Here we are. If I can just bounce this.
Yeah. Well, look at mine. Mine's really long.
Oh my God. It's actually... Yeah. Helen's got this at arm's length. Oops.
It just broke.
It's very stretchy, isn't it? It's incredible, isn't it? And if you then let it goes back to its original shape again.
Yep, strain rate sensitive properties.
And you're bouncing all over the place. You've got
so there you go. You can something to put in your lectures next week, Phil.
I will be doing that, certainly.
Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you very much to Phil Irving, you heard there, and also to our other guests in the programme, Ivan Parkin and Frank Jones and Joe Hupp at the beginning of the programme. And, of course, to our wonderful production team, Mira Senthilingam, Ben Vowsler, Diana O'Carroll, Tom Simpkins and Dave Ansell. Now, next week, we're sticking with the science of the very small and interesting polymer technology and things because we're looking at the nano world and how scientists are developing new devices that can release drugs in the right places, new ways to fight superbugs and artificial skin that's complete with sensors that can help people to feel things normally again. Join us next week if you can. Chris@nakedscientist.com for all your questions.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.